ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers and sisters respected ulama ikram it's a great mercy and blessing of allah subhanahu wa taala that allah subhanahu wa taala decreed and wrote for us that we should gather in a place of worship and we should gather here only to please him. There is no other purpose for which we are gathering here. We are not gathering here to network for business. We are not gathering here even for social purposes, just to meet each other and have some fun or whatever. We are gathering here only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu by remembering him, by making his dhikr, and by reflecting on our own lives. So the first thing we need to do is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because believe me, none of us, neither I nor you, came here because of our own volition, because of our own desire, because of our own will. We came here because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to be here. We could have been in a number of other places, and I'm not saying necessarily that those places are haram. No, they would have been making tawaf of the Kaaba, which would have been better than sitting here. But other than that, there are not many places that you could be other than sitting in a place of worship for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason I'm saying place of worship and not masjid is because this is not a masjid yet. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should make this a masjid. And the reason I'm saying it is because it is what I'm going to say has a relation to what I've just said. What I'm going to say to you, my brothers and sisters, is really the reminder that we came from our home. We were sent from our home to a place to do a job. And then we were told, go do the job, complete the job and come back home, because your home is here. So we were sent from our home to a place with a responsibility. We were given a job. We were not sent to just go and be there or just go hang out or no. We go do something. There's a particular job. Go complete the job and then come back. Come back home. Now our tragedy is that we forgot where our home was. We got lost in the place where we were sent to. And on top of that, we even forgot the job we were sent for. So we forgot the job, we forgot where we came from, we forgot the fact that we have to go back there. I mean, this is like pretty bad, right? We are sitting here today in a chapel. This is a church. And this church was given to us. This was not, we didn't take this, by force. This was offered and given to us when Ibrahim Bhai came here to this resort to talk to the people. The resort is owned by Christian Afrikaner people. And he said, we need a place to pray. They said, you can pray in our chapel. There are other places. It's not that there is no other place. They said, no, this is... So, Ibrahim Bhai said, how? He said, no, this is a house of worship. You can pray in this place. Then they said, what shall we do? He said, we'll find the Qibla at this side. At the back there, where you see the screen... I don't know if some of you have noticed, but there is a big cross behind that. So they asked Ibrahim Bhai, do you want us to remove the cross? So Ibrahim Bhai said, no, it's not necessary to remove the cross. Since there is a screen there, we just pull the screen down so the cross is hidden. We don't see the cross. Why am I telling this story? I'm telling you this story because may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and me from this. I'm telling you the story because these people who gave us this chapel to worship Allah, and wallah alam, the sound of the Quran al-Kareem was heard by these walls for the first time when we prayed the first salah here. And these walls, and every stone in these walls will bear witness on the day of judgment that it heard the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This stone was created by Allah. Imagine the yearning of the stone. I don't know how many years after the creation of these stones, the only thing that these stones have been hearing is bells and singing and kalimat of shirk. The yearning of the stones that we want to hear the sound of the kalam of our Creator. That happened. But when these people gave this place to us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm talking about the job we were sent for. My brothers and sisters, fear the day when these same people will stand before their Rabb and our Rabb, and they will say, Ya Rabb, before you throw us into the hellfire for committing shirk, we have a plea. And our plea is, we gave them our house of worship to worship you, but they never told us about you. They came and they worshipped and they went. And we never knew who you are. Fear that day. Fear that day. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you and me from that day. And to give us the tawfiq to do what we were sent to do. As I told you, we were sent to do a job. And we were sent to come back home. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to live in this dunya, He would not have made mouth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the khudrat to send people and then say, okay, now live there forever. That is your place. But Allah did not do that. Allah did not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentioned that in the surah which you heard in the first rakat of Salah, Surah Sajda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentioned this. Allah mentioned those who forgot the fact that they have to return back home. Allah mentioned those who came and got lost. And they forgot to the extent that they even denied they have to go back home. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them. And Allah said, وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Allah said, they say, وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. When we have been lost, disintegrated, merged one with the earth, with the soil, we will be resurrected, we will be recreated again. Allah said, بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Verily, they are denying the meeting with their Rabb. So what did Allah say? قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Say to them, Malak al-Maut has been set. That is his job, to bring you back. And he will bring you back. And you will come back to your Rabb. So we were sent from our home, and we have to go back home. I want to remind you and remind myself that we have to go back home. And where is that home, inshallah? Al-Jannatul Firdausul A'la. Insha'Allah. Musta'an. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask Allah for the best. Ask Allah for the best. And the best is Jannatul Firdaus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us Jannatul Firdaus, not because we deserve it, but because that is in keeping with His majesty and grace. I always make dua, I say, oh Allah, give me the best, not because I deserve it, but because You cannot give anything less than the best. It is not Your sham to give anything less than the best. How can You give less than the best? Among the ghair mumkinat, the things that are impossible, is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be stingy. Allah cannot be stingy. And that is why even in the Quran, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned rewards, He ended that with saying, bi ghairi hisab. After narrating, after specifying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who spent on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the one who plants one seed, and from the seed grows a shoot, and then there are 7 years, and each year has each year has 100 seeds, so that is 1 into 700, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah will give whatever He wants beyond that. Because it is not the shan, it is not the glory and majesty of the king to count when he gives. He doesn't count and give. Yeah, so this counting is for us. Because we have small minds and hearts, we cannot encompass the fact that Allah can give anything. So we came here to go home. First point. Second point, we came here to do a job. We didn't come here jobless, we didn't come here to just wander around, we came here to do a job. And about that job, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He said to His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when His name is mentioned, that you send salat and salam on Him, that you send durud on Him. You don't have to do it loudly, but please do it. Don't be stingy. Because if you are stingy, you only harm yourself. Why? Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who sends salat and salam, who sends durood on me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salat and salam on that individual 10 times. So the more we send durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the more we benefit ourselves. So don't be stingy with this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about this job that He sent us with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ أَدْهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ. I want to say to you, my brothers and sisters, that if somebody asks you to introduce yourself, you introduce yourself with the main job that you do. You do many things. Maybe you cook food, you drive a car. If you have small children, you change their nappies. You read a book. But if somebody introduces you, that this is so-and-so, he changes nappies, then what would you assume? There's nothing wrong with changing nappies. It's a jolly good thing. Two things will be changed regularly. Nappies and politicians, for the same reason. So the point I'm saying is, if somebody introduces you like that, then what does it mean? It means that is your profession, right? This is what you do. We all introduced or we introduce ourselves by means of our professions. Say, I am a doctor. Although I drove my own car to come to the hospital, I don't say I am a driver. I am a doctor. Why? Because that is the profession that I associate myself with. This is what I studied, this is what I do, this is my job. So for the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh my Nabi, introduce yourself. As who? As the head of state? Would it be wrong if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I am the head of state? No, he was the head of state. As the head of the army? As the commander of the army? He was that. Did he introduce, did Allah say introduce yourself as I am a businessman? Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a businessman. Primary job. Allah said, O my Nabi, introduce yourself in terms of your primary job. What is the primary job? I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And I do that with confidence, I do that with proof, ala basiratin, I do that with evidence. There is no mythology in Islam. And then, this is the barakah, this is the rahmah of being the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this honor of being associated with him and his work, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنا ومن اتبعني. The question is, we have to decide, are we that? Are we associated with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or not? Do you want to be associated with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or not? That is the job you were sent to do. And in order to be able to do this job properly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us two things. He gave us a receiver and he gave us a method of transmitting messages. Because if you want to do this job, you need to communicate. Anyone who sends you to do a job somewhere, we'll open some lines of communication and say, if you get into trouble, call me. If you need something, call me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a receiver to receive this communication and he gave us a means of communicating. And about that receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. He has succeeded, the one who purified himself, who purified that receiver, because the receiver has to be clean. If it is not clean, it won't receive. So who is the successful person? The one who purifies that receiver. The receiver should be pure. And about the transmission, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil qumi al-layla illa qalila نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا إن ناشية الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوى قيلا. Allah said, O my Nabi, get up, stand in the night. قُمِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Stand the whole night, except for a little bit. We can't even do the opposite. Sleep the whole night, except for a little bit. No. Allah said, stand the whole night, except for a little bit. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? What must he do then? رَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Those of us who have been to Madaris and what does the, when you sit in the Hifz class, what does the Ustad tell you to do? Say, Sabak Sunam. Bolte ki nahi bolte? Kya ayat kya? Sunam. What did you learn? Repeat. Warattil al-Qur'an tartila. Whose Qur'an is that? Allah knows what is in his heart. He doesn't have to ask this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say, Nabi Sunnah. Ratil al-Qur'an tartila. And then Allah says about this getting up in the night. Inna nashiyat al-layli hi ashad. You know this. It's not easy. It is not easy. It is difficult. We know this. Very difficult. Ashad. Wa ta'awwa aqwa muqila. But it is the best thing to connect with Allah and the best thing for discipline. Best thing to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the best thing for disciplining yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a receiver which is the qalb, which is the heart. And about this receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said specifically, how do I say it's a receiver? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it's a receiver. The ones whose receiver has been broken, or whose receiver is clouded, whose receiver is dirty, they cannot see. That receiver doesn't receive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. Allah said they are not blind because their eyes do not see. They are blind because their hearts do not see. So this heart is supposed to see. That receiver is supposed to receive. And that's why my homework for you, and I'm going to give you homework at least once every day, probably much more than that. And I expect you and I want you to do it, because this is for your own benefit. That's why you've been given all these big notepads and stuff. My homework for you is, sit quietly somewhere and ask yourself, what is in my heart? What is the state of my heart? Inshallah, in Jummah today we'll talk more about that. But just now, think about it and say, what is the state of my heart? For many of us, you are only going to get a blank space, because you don't know your heart. You have no connection with your own heart. You have no clue what's in your heart. Many of us are people who a single curse word has the power, a single curse, a single bad word has the power to transform us mentally, physiologically. If you attach sensors, you will find the blood pressure will change, the color of the face will change, the electric activity in the brain will change, you will be sparking and short-circuiting. Because somebody cursed you, and you know the curse is wrong, you know that is not what you are, but just because he calls you that thing, you completely get transformed. But the Imam can stand here and recite the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from morning till night, but nothing happens to us. No transformation. If you attach electrodes, you get a straight line. A curse can transform us. One word is good enough. I mean, I don't want to obviously use those words here, but you know that better than me. Yeah? Probably not better than me. I know a lot more than you think. But anyway, we know enough. But the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves us flat. At the most, you might say, oh, very nice qiraat. But that is not why the Imam is reciting. This is not a song and dance session. It doesn't matter whether the qiraat of the Imam is good or bad. What matters is the meaning of what he is reciting and what that is doing to my heart. Please understand this. You know, this is, shaitan has many ways of playing games. And one of the ways in which shaitan plays games is, now he knows he can't take you to a disco, so what does he do? He gets you involved in the tune of the Quran. Nothing wrong with that, alhamdulillah, if you take some pleasure in a good recitation, alhamdulillah. But if it remains only there, you are listening only because, listening to this qari or fula qari because, no, it sounds nice. What do you mean sounds nice? Is it a song? Is it some tune or is it music or what is it? What do you mean sounds nice? It has to do something to us inside. It has to do something to us inside. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not come simply to be recited for people's entertainment. It came to change lives. It came to change the whole world. But it has to begin somewhere, no? That is inside ourselves. So, homework to you, and I'm going to finish with this. Homework to you and myself is, today we are going to reflect on our own heart. And say, what is the condition of my heart? And I gave you some indicators. How will you decide what is the condition of your heart? One is to see the level of khushu in salah. How am I connected to Allah? Number two, second indicator, is to see what happens to this heart when the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recited before us. When we read it ourselves or when we are hearing it being recited, what is happening to our heart? Forget the tune, forget the
Nice part of it. Alhamdulillah, good. What is happening inside? That's an indicator of the state of the heart. What is my dalil for saying this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. We'll go to the rest of the ayah later. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are? Verily, they are the mu'mineen. Who? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرَ الَّذِينَ ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Those who, when the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu comes before them, their hearts move. They shiver with the fear and the glory and the majesty and the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So we have to diagnose ourselves and see what is our state. The purpose of this whole 5 days of LEC, as I mentioned yesterday, is not to give you some istilahat, it is not to give you some language, it is not to give you some jargon, it is to encourage you. Nobody can force it. But to the best of my ability and the best of the ability of Sheikh Bilal and whoever is here, we will do our best to do it for ourselves and you. Wallahi, Allah is witness. It's not as if I'm talking about myself, but it's not as if I don't need it. I know I need it more than anybody else. So therefore, what's one good way of doing it for yourself is help others. To encourage you and enable you and help you to focus on yourself. This LEC is about yourself. It's about connecting yourself to Allah. So reflect on this. So what's the homework today? Think about. Condition of the heart. What is the condition of your heart? So this is the takeaway from this reminder this morning. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to connect to Him, because without His help there is no connection. We cannot make the connection unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connects. We can only present ourselves. We ask Allah to present ourselves, and we ask Allah to help us to present ourselves in a way which is acceptable to Him, in keeping with His majesty and grace. We know we cannot reach there, but we throw ourselves at His feet, at His mercy, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us into His mercy and not allow us to be the slaves of our own nufus and to be the slaves of shaitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the gates and doors of His majesty and grace to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, we are gathered here only and only for one reason, which is to gain your pleasure. There is no other reason why we have come here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has witnessed, nobody makes a single cent of money out of this course. Nobody, everybody, who, myself, Sheikh Bilal, whoever comes here, we all teach for free. We don't take any fees for this. The organizers of the course make no money out of this. This course is only and only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. What money you are paying is for your food. If I could give it to you free, I would give it to you free. Allah. So make dua, may Allah make me a billionaire, trillionaire, whatever. Good idea. But the point is that we are here only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.